Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin Amud Bet, continuing with our investigation of Mitzvot Bnei Noach. In the middle of the Amud, Tanu Rabbanan Ish Matam Lamar Ish Ish. Now this is in the context of the Parsha of Arayot, the introduction of Arayot. Ish Ish, I'll call B'Sher B'Saro. So why does it say Ish twice? The Rabbot Tanochim Shmuz Harin Al Arayot Sheki Yisrael. To extend the Isur of Arayot to non-Jews. Hamiacha Nafka? Again, as we've asked before, is it really learned from here? Vihatam Nafka. Lemor, Ezekiel Arayot, as we learned a couple of daf ago. Vaitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam Lemor. And Lemor was a reference to the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Lemor, Heini Shalach Ish Lishto, which is a reference to Gilo Arayot. The answer is Hatam Ba Arayot Tidhu, Vahacha Ba Arayot Tidan. That's referring, the Vaitzav is referring to Arayot among non-Jews. Here it's referring to violating Arayot of us. Diktani Seifa, as we see in the Seifa, Arayot Yisrael, Nidon B'dinei Yisrael. If he violates Arayot Yisrael, then he's judged as per the ruling of Yisrael. What does that mean? The first day explanation is, that there you require a full complement of Beit Din, you need proper Eidim, and you need proper Hatra'ah for him to be executed. So Migra Gara. So I'm saying you're setting the threshold higher for him violating Arayot Yisrael, that it's harder to kill him? That doesn't make sense. What it means is that if he violates a Nara Murasa, meaning within their own framework, there is no halacha of Nara Murasa. Married is married and that's it. Therefore, if he violates Nara Murasa, we judge him as per Dine Yisrael. Aval Eshet Ish, regular Eshet Ish, but Dine Didhu, Dinam Lahu, do we really judge an Eshet Ish? In the case of Ervat Yisrael, in their judgment, meaning Saif, etc., Vatanya Baal Ramrasa Nirmaskila, Aleshadish Nirmachenek. So the Brita says that if a non Jew has beer with an Ramrasa, he gets Skila, but if it's an Eshadish, he gets Chenek, not Saif. Viva Dina Didhu, Saifu. If it's their rulings, then it should be Saif. So Achamar Yitzchak, my Eshadish Diktani. So he says, you know what Eshadish means there? It means it's a woman who had a chuppah but didn't yet have bia. To the didhu late lo, within their context, that's not married. Therefore, we judge as per our dinim, which is chenek. Tani Rabbi Chanina, b'ulat baal yesh lahen, nichasal chuppah v'lo b'nivala in lahen. Chanina says once they have marital relations, then they're married. But chuppah alone is nothing. Now, Tani Kvartet Rabbi Yochanan, we have a brayta that supports Rabbi Yochanan. who explained that Nara Murasa is the key issue? Call Erish Beit Yisrael Mitin Alaha Ben Noach Muzar Alaha. In Beit Yisrael Mitin Alaha In Ben Noach Muzar Alaha. Divrei Rav Meir. We're going to revisit these words of Rav Meir in a minute. But for right now, Rav Meir says that only Chayv Mitot Beit Din apply to Bnei Noach. Meaning Chayv Mitot Beit Din as a Yisrael would apply to Bnei Noach. Chom Omrim Had Yarbera Yesh In Beit Yisrael Mitin Alaha Ben Noach Muzar Alaha. But Chacham disagree and say there's a whole range of arayot that we're not killed for that they're still not allowed to have. When Noach Muzal and Baal arayot Yisrael, so for instance, if he has the second of all, if and Ben Noach has violates arayot Yisrael, nidon b'dinei Yisrael. What's the baral Ben Noach? No b'dinei b'dinei Ben Noach. Now ve'anu ein lanu ella nara murasa bilvad. And the end of the Brayta, this is the reason we brought it, was the only thing that we have, that there's only Arayot Yisrael, not Arayot, no, Bnei Noach, is Nara Murasa. So why didn't they also count that other case that Rabbi Chanina said, which is that if she has Chuppah, no Bia, then it's only Bedini Yisrael? The answer is, Haitana Tana V'Menashehu. Artana, the one who said Chenek before, didn't accept that. Yeah, it was Dan HaMemenashe. The Amar Kol Mita Amura Ben Levnei Noach Enu Ala B'Chenek. He holds that it's not Saif, it's Chenek. So for Idu Idi Chenekhu. So whether we judge Eshet Ish Ben Noach or Kedine Yisrael, either way it's Chenek. So the Chenek there may not be Kedine Yisrael, it might just be their regular Din. Okay, so now back to Rav Meir. V'Savar Rav Meir Kol Erosh Beit Din Shalishom Mitan Ala Ben Noach Muzar Ala. Is that true that it's limited to Bnei Noach, to Chayv Mitot Beit Din? Hatanya Ger Shaita Ratashal B'Ktusha V'Lato B'Ktusha. Somebody converted, meaning he was born to a convert who converted while she was pregnant with him. He only has consanguinity through his mother. He's not really related to his father. How does it play out? if he tries to have relations with his maternal sister, Yotzi. Can't do that. You have to, if he marries or divorces her. Minha av yikayem, but his paternal sister, that's fine. Achota av mina aim, so watch this. If he has father, sister, who are, the two of them are brother and sister through their mother, Yotzi, can't marry her. Mina av yikayem, but if they're only paternal brother siblings, then he can marry her. Achota aim mina aim Yotzi, certainly, maternal aunt who is sisters to the mother through the mother, Yotzi, Achota emina av, Rameir Omer Yotzi, Chama Mikayem. Says Machloket, Rameir and Chachamim, about this one point, and that is a maternal aunt who is only a sister to the mother through their father. Rameir says Yotzi, Chama say Mikayem. Jaya Rameir Omer, call Erva Shehi, Mishum She'er Em Yotzi, Mishum She'er Av Yokayem. Rameir said that any time you have an erva that is she'er ha'em in any way, then yotzi. And the point being, though, that Rameir here says that she'er ha'em, which is kritut, and not mitochay mitut beitin, a ben noach can't have. Umutar be'eshet achiv, eshet achi aviv, parenthetically, this ger is allowed to marry eshet achiv, because he's not, achiv means his paternal brother. But he's not really a brother, so therefore he could marry that guy's wife once the brother dies or divorces her. Uveshet achi aviv, same thing with his father's brother's wife, his uncle's wife. Sharkoyot mutarot lo. Latuy eshet aviv, even his father's wife. Nasa isha uvitaf, he married a woman and her daughter, koneis achat umotzi achat. He can only stay married to one. Chathchil lo ichnos, chathchil, he shouldn't marry them together. Meita ishto mutar b'chamoto, if his wife dies, he can marry his mother-in-law. That's a machloket. No, the main point he brought it for was Rameir, to say that Rameir here does prohibit she'er ha'em, which is kretot. So I'm reviewing a little kasha. Ha Rameir aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. Ha Rameir aliba de Rabbi Akiva. We see that there's an essential machloket between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva about whether it applies to chavi mitot beitun or chavi kretot. As the Rameir simply was quoting one or the other of his Rabbeim in each one of the Braitot. So let's see. The Tanya, Alken Yazov Ish Daviv Etimov Atavak Bishtov Ayulu Vasar Chad, is the seminal pasuk about Arayot for Bnei Noach. It's what Adam HaRishon is quoted as saying when he woke up to find a woman by his side. Therefore man shall leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife and become one flesh. What does that mean? Alken Yazov Ish Daviv. So what's Aviv, Rabbi Lezer Aviv, Achot Aviv? He says that's a reference to father's sister. That's Kretot, by the way. Imo, Achot Imo. When it says he should leave his mother, that means mother's sister. We'll see why in a minute. Bekiv Omer says Aviv means Eshet Aviv. Aviv means his father's wife. Imo is Imo Mamash, really his mother, meaning you're banned from, and those are both Chayvei Mitot Beitin. Now, V'davak, this everybody agrees with, Davak V'lo B'Zachar. So therefore, you have to cleave to heterosexual. Bishto v'lo b'eshet chavero, violation of adultery. Ayulu v'asar echad, misha sim b'asar echad yatsu b'imav v'chaya she nosim b'asar echad, and that gets rid of bestiality. So bestiality, homosexuality, adultery are knocked out l'chuliyama by the last three. The question is, are other arayot only chavi mitot beitin like Rabbi Akiva, or does it extend even to chavi kretot like Rabbi Eliezer? And that's why Rabbi Meir said different things in a different braitot. All right, let's revisit this. Amar Mar, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Aviv means Achot Aviv. So, Eim Aviv Mamash, maybe it means father. He can't have relations with your father. So, Hainu V'Davak V'lo B'Zachar, that's already covered in the Pasuk by prohibiting homosexuality. Eima Eshet Aviv, maybe it means father's wife. So, Hainu V'Shto V'lo B'Shet Chavero, that's already covered in the Pasuk that you can't commit adultery. So, Eima Lachamita, maybe that's after father divorced her. So the answer is Dumya Di'imo. Rabbi Eliezer holds that father and mother are presented in the Pasuk as parallels. So what do you know about Imo? Ma Imo Talav Ishut. Mother is not about who she's married to, but who she is. Afaviv Talav Ishut. So therefore father can't be about who his wife is. I mean, it can't be father's wife. It has to be somebody who can consanguinity, somebody who's married through the bloodline. So what's Imo? Rabbi Eliezer says, Achot Imo. Ve'ema imo mamash, maybe it means you mean your mother. Hainu b'ishto v'lo b'eshet chavero, that's already covered under, she's married, adultery. Ve'ema lacharmita, maybe after father dies, so dumi daviv, again, they have to be parallel. Ma'aviv d'lav mamash, just like father doesn't really mean father, afimo d'lav mamash, it can't really mean mother. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Kibo mer aviv means eshet aviv. Ve'ema aviv mamash, maybe it's father. It's a hainu v'davak v'lo b'zachar, we got rid of that. So that's also covered in the Pasuk. If she's your father's wife, she's married. The answer is lacharmita. After death, she's no longer married. So imo means imo mamash. That's Rabbi Akiva. So hainu b'ishtov lo b'shechaveiro, she's married. So imo me'alanu sato. It could be that father never was married to mother. Father and mother slept together. You were conceived. And then he got married to somebody else or didn't get married. So Maika mipalgi, what's the machlok Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar here? Rabbi Eliezer Safar, aviv dumya d'imo. That this parallel of father and mother together is the critical binding thing. V'imo dumya d'aviv, and lo mishkacha d'ayla b'achva, the only way to find father and mother be parallel on the pasuk is if we talk about their sisters. Rabbi Akiva says, mutav l'ugma me'esh aviv d'ikri evrat aviv, it's better to keep them unparallel and say that aviv means eshet aviv, because at least that's ervat aviv, that's an erva, lafuki achot aviv d'sh'er aviv, as opposed to father's sister, which is not ervat aviv, father never had relations with her, it's she'er aviv, it's the bloodline of father. Ikri ervat aviv lo mikri. Okay, toshma, v'ikach amram et yocheved dodato, Amram, Moshe's father, married Yocheved, his aunt. My love dodato mina'im, doesn't that mean that it's his mother's sister, which means that halach is like Rabbi Akiva, and that B'nai Noach, because Amram is before Matan Torah. So he's bound by the laws of B'nai Noach. We would assume that he abided by them. So, indicating you're allowed to marry your maternal aunt, like Rabbi Akiva, lo, dodo tominav, could be it was father's sister. Toshma, v'gamuna achoti batavihi, achlovatimi. What did Avram say to Avimelech when he explained his deception about who Sarah was? He said, indeed, she is my sister, but she's only my sister through my father, not through my mother. Chalda bata'im asura. So clearly he's saying that because bata'im is indeed prohibited, again supporting Rabbi Eliezer now. V'tispra achoto havai, but think about it, that's not even true. She wasn't a sister. Batachiv havai, according to the Midrash, and very close to Pshuto Shel Mikra, Sarai was Avraham's niece. Kemet achihu lo shna mina av lo shna neima. It doesn't matter. You can marry your niece, whether it's through your brother or through your sister. Sharya. Elahata machikam arle. Here's what Avraham was saying to Avimelech. Kurva da achot idli bahada. What it means is I am related to her through siblinghood. Me av lo meima. Through my brother and not through my father and not through my mother. Oh, toshmam neima lo nasa damet bito. So this brayta, why did Adam Rishon not marry his daughter? Kedei shisa kain et achoto, so that Kain should marry his sister. Shemar ki amarti olam chesed yibaneh. The world is built by chesed. It's going to be a great chesed that a man is able to be that intimate with his sister. Obviously, it's a humongous erva, but in the context of that erva in Parshat Kedoshim, it says chesed hu, alluding to this. Halav hachi asira, otherwise it would be aser. So the answer is kemed ishtari. Once it's mutter, it became mutter, so it became mutter for that particular case, because how else the world going to populate itself? Vuna nachri mutar bevito. Vuna said that a Ben Noach is not prohibited from his own daughter. Vintoram ne'im alon asadam bito. So why didn't Adam Rishon marry his daughter? She's a kind tachutom mishum alam chazbenet for that reason. Ikad amri amravuna nachri asur bevito. Tadash alon asadam bito. Ravuna, the other version, comes to the opposite conclusion. Then an Achri is not allowed to marry his daughter, and the proof is from the fact that Adam didn't marry his daughter. The reason there was not because of prohibition, but so that Cain would marry his sister. Eved mutar bi'imo umutar bevito. An Eved Knani, while he's an Eved Knani, is no longer fully a goy, but he's also not yet a Jew, so therefore he could marry his mother, because she's not halachically his mother, and he could marry his daughter, because he doesn't yet have a yachas to her. There we go. Kedvi ma'am Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Chanin, he quoted Rabbi Chanin saying, Ben Noach shi'ched shifcha le'avdo. Avah le'anaraga le'ha. We had this earlier. If a Ben Noach sets up everybody all three people here are non-Jews. Ben Noach has an Eved, and he assigns a shifcha to be the wife of his Eved, and then he has relations with her. He is killed for a violation. So me'emat, at what point are they considered married so that that's considered adultery? Nachman mitakarul aravita deplanya, when they call her the woman of this guy, this slave's wife. Me'emat hatarata, when is she no longer married to him? Ravuna mishapara rosha bashuk, the minute that she takes off her head covering in the shuk, she's considered no longer married to him. That's a sign of no longer married. Elazar Amar Rabbi Chanina, but Noach Shabal Ishto Shelo Kedarka Chayav. Very strange halacha. It says that if a Ben Noach has relations with his wife, Shelo Kedarka, he's Chayav for violating something. Shemar V'davak, V'lo Shelo Kedarka, just like V'davak prohibited with Zachar, so the same thing as what Bia Shelo Kedarka is. Amarava mi ikamidi Yisrael amechayv enochim echayv. He said, no, not possible. We don't have anything that a Jew is scot-free if he does, and a non-Jew would be killed for. There is no such thing. So therefore, Ella Amarava, he says the opposite. Ben Noach shabal eshet chaveo shelo kedarka. If a Ben Noach has relations with somebody else's wife, but the Bia shelo kedarka, potter. My time, be ishtov lo b'ishul chaveru, v'davak, because the entire ishtov lo b'ishul chaveru is learned from the pasuk that includes v'davak, v'lo shelo kedarka. Bia shelo kedarka is not considered a violation of that. Chanina achri shehika et Yisrael chayav mita. Right? If a non-Jew strikes a Jew, he's chayav mita. Shneimar reifin kovachol yakin eish v'yachta mitzri. Moshe killed the mitzri, the first famous thing Moshe did, because he saw he had a Jew. There we go. If somebody slaps the chin of a Jew, it's like slapping the chin of the Shekhinah. That it's like a trap for a person to slap the Kodesh. How do you slap the Kodesh? Slapping a Jew. Okay, well, let's pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast in continuation of these miscellaneous laws relating to and the next podcast will take us to the Mishnah at the end of Samach Amud Aleph. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.